Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. I want to give you an update on where we're at with our campaign and share with you, as I always have, what I'm learning. And it's been real eye-opening, I will tell you this. To be running for Congress every single day is an amazing experience, filled with good, bad, and a lot of stress. And, you know, a lot of questioning of your own values. I mean, you get hit from every single side, and it's really been remarkable. But right now we are in the process of gathering signatures to get on the ballot. Now, as you know, there are two ways currently to get on the ballot in the primary in the state of Utah. The first is to collect signatures, and that's what we're doing right now. We need to collect 7,000 verified signatures. Because so many of them get thrown out, we'll be collecting 10,000 signatures. And I want to thank those of you who have volunteered, who are actually out there knocking doors and helping us to gather these signatures to get on the ballot. I'm just so taken aback by the idea that somebody would do that with a belief in me. Now, the second way you can get on the ballot is you go through the caucus convention system. And that's been around forever in Utah. It's the signature gathering process that is new. But you go through the caucus convention and you get votes from state delegates. And the convention will choose one or two candidates. Now, I'm going to go through that process as well. I'm going to go through it because I feel it's important to go to the state delegates and try and convince them that I am the best choice and the best option to beat Ben McAdams. Now, I don't have as great a hope that I can win the nomination through the convention, so that's why I'm going through the signature process. But let me just talk about this process, this signature gathering process, and tell you a little bit about what I've learned. This process is supposed to be a way to reflect support. So, in other words, you're saying, look, I got 7,000 people to say that they support me enough to put me on the ballot. So that's a reason why I should go into the primary on the ballot. Unfortunately, I don't think signature gathering can be seen as gathering support at all. At all. And I'll tell you why. I've knocked a lot of doors myself out getting signatures. And did you know that maybe 5% of the people who sign my form to get me on the ballot ask who I am? They ask what I believe in, ask where I stand on the issues. Most of them don't even ask if I'm Republican or Democrat. Many just want to know if I'm running against Ben McAdams, and if I am, they'll sign. Or maybe they support Ben McAdams, so they won't sign. So what I'm quickly learning is that the signature gathering process is not a reflection of support. In fact, what's happening is all of the candidates who want to get on the ballot, we're paying companies to go out because it's impossible to gather this many signatures in the 2.5 months they give you without hiring a company. So you hire a company, they hire a bunch of employees to go out and knock doors. Now, the odds are that I will never meet one of these employees and that none of the other candidates will meet with any of these employees. Odds are they don't know who we are. They don't know what we stand for. They're just out there doing their job for a paycheck. So you send out this mass of people who have no idea who the candidate is. They're knocking on doors and the people are signing it. And I don't want to discount that it's not nice of people to sign. I think it's wonderful. I think that they consider themselves to be part of the process by allowing somebody to get on the ballot. But most of them are not asking who this person is. Who is this JMAC? Who is this person and what do they believe? So when it's all said and done, the signatures are not collected by supporters and the signatures are not from supporters. So how can you say that the signature gathering process is a reflection of public support? I don't think you can. It really comes down to who has enough money to pay enough staff to go out and gather signatures. So once again, it becomes a reflection of how much money the candidate has. And I'll be honest with you, we're struggling right now to have enough money to pay to gather signatures. We're struggling because I don't have access to the traditional Republican donors. More than half of the people that have donated to my campaign are first-time participants in the political process when it comes to donations. So although public polling, which will be released soon, I believe will show that we have a substantial lead against our opponents, because they're raising more money than me, they're going to be able to get on the ballot much easier than me. And there's actually a chance that I don't even get on the ballot because we can't afford to pay enough people to go out and get these signatures. So I'm really wondering if this is the proper way to go, if the signature gathering system needs to be looked at. I understand why it was put in place in principle, but my own experience now tells me that those principles are not playing out. And if they're not playing out, then maybe we should reconsider how it is that you get on the ballot. And certainly if it's a system that reflects that the wealthy are most able to get on the ballot, then that's a problem. Because we want everyday Americans to be able to run for office, not just the wealthy. And that's one of the reasons why I'm in this race, because I consider myself an everyday American. I am not wealthy. I am unemployed now. I had to leave my job. Most of my opponents will be able to keep their jobs while they're running for office. And our life savings is it's fading away. But that's how much we believe in this cause. That's how much my wife and I have been willing to sacrifice in order to try and create some change. So I hope that this gives you some pause and causes you to reflect on whether or not the signature gathering process is accomplishing its goal. And the other thing that I hope that you will consider is if you support me in any way, any form, any measure, I need your help financially. Your vote is not going to be enough. If I'm not on the ballot, what good will all of the support do? It won't do any good. So I'd really ask you to consider, as you listen to this, to make a donation to our campaign. We'll put a link at the bottom of this podcast. You can go to the website, jmacforutah.com. I'd love it if you'd make a one-time donation. I'd also love it even more if you could consider a monthly donation of $25, $50. Those who give monthly, they're a member of our Keystone Club. And that really helps us out in the long run. So please take to heart what I'm telling you here. And please take a minute to make a donation to our campaign. Thank you for all of your support. And I will continue to share with you the different insights that I'm gaining as I'm running for Congress for the first time. But again, thank you so much for your support.